Good evening, everybody. This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. And we're live tonight. Last week we weren't on. They used a show out of the archives because we decided to get away from the cold and we went on a cruise. Because it had been so cold here. It was way down below zero for about a week, and it was just a perfect time to get out of the icebox and go down to the Caribbean. And so we met up with the rest of our family down there, and we had a wonderful time. Julie's here with me tonight, too, and she was laying out in the sun, getting all sunburned. Then you come back here, and it's totally different. But now that we're back here, we've just been hit by a terrible snowstorm that came through. And I think it's the same one that dumped all that rain that was in California and Arizona. And they were really flooded out there, so it moved here, and it's been dumping snow on us all day. And it's spread in all the way from Oklahoma. They said Oklahoma, 200,000 people are out of power, and it's all over us, and it's still snowing. The main thing is we didn't lose power. This is the anniversary of a year ago. We had this terrible ice storm here that it broke, they said, over 39,000 utility poles snapped, and they had to be replaced. And they had 70 years of electrical work where they had to take the poles, you know, electricity back into the hills and first get it in there. In those days, they were using mules to carry them up the hills. All of that was destroyed, and they had to all be replaced. And this time, they didn't have mules to do it. But that time we were out of power in town here in Ann Arbor, we live, for 8 days, and it was awful. So that first thing we thought of when they said this big ice storm and snow is headed your way, we thought, we don't want to be stuck without power again. So at least we have some ice, but it wasn't as bad.
No, it was just a few hours of freezing rain, and we didn't get so bad. Oklahoma got it worse.
Yeah, they had more freezing rain over there.
Right. We got the sleet and snow earlier, so that was very fortunate.
But it's been snowing all day, and it's supposed to continue into the night. So we're stuck up here on our hill and our mountain, and we're not going anywhere. And it's going to take it a few days to melt. I had clients that were coming in, and we tried to notify them, saying, even if you can get in, I can't get into town because I live out on one of these mountains. And I always say I could slide all the way down when something like this happens, but you can't get back up again.
Now, I want everybody to put their visualization on. Wouldn't that be a funny sight, see her sliding down the mountain?
But the problem is getting back up again. We can't do it, so we just as soon stay here. But, you know, when you live out in isolation like this, you're prepared for it. We have plenty of firewood. We have lots of food. And we always just hope the worst won't happen. But we can stay here. We don't have to get in town. And everything now with the business is done with the Internet. We communicate all over the world. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have to be in town. And the other day, I think it's a miraculous invention now, is Skype. Isn't that what it's called?
Yes, it's called Skype.
Okay. First time I've seen it.
Yes, Dolores is coming into the 21st century. She is being introduced.
Well, everything is happening so fast that it's getting ahead of me. But we had to, Julia had to make a call to our publisher in Moscow, and they did it with the Skype. And she was able to see him on the screen. And I can remember years and years and years ago, they kept saying, one of these days, you're going to be able to talk on the telephone and see the person you're talking to on the screen. And we thought, wow, won't that be a wonderful invention when and if it ever happens?
Right out of Star Trek, isn't it?
Yeah, because it was like, it would be way in the future. How are they going to make it to where you can see the other person on the other end? They'd have to have cameras and all of that. So it always seemed like something way far off in the future. And we used to say, if you did that, you'd have to make sure you had clothes on and everything when you ran to answer the telephone. Well, now, I mean, she was talking to them in Moscow. They had our translator there so she could translate between the publisher and Julia, and I got in on it and watched it, and it is amazing because here you are, a whole world apart, half of, on the other side of the world, and they're communicating, and you can see them. So things are really moving fast, and these inventions are really coming at us at a fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good one, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because it's free on top of that.
Yeah. How many times can you get telephone free anyway and then would the be able to see them at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know who invented it, but they're ingenious. So. Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long it's going to stay free.
Well, I mean, they have parts of it that you pay for. It may be so that you can have this part free. I don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs. I just know that this works, and I'm glad.
Well,
so.
some people said they have Skype, but they don't have the visual part unless they have the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a little teeny tiny thing about the size of the tip of your finger
mm-hmm.
on the computer, and it can pick up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's getting more advanced and it's getting tinier
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yes, it is.
Hmm.
Well, you know, we had talked before about maybe what you were going to discuss tonight, and I think we were talking about Nostradamus, and this might be a good way of, didn't he say stuff like this?
Well,
you know, we were going to be
all
seeing
kinds
things.
Of inventions.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go any further, I'm going to give out the number, too.
Right, right.
But on the news, they've been talking about this new thing they have now. It's just been introduced called iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, what it's doing. It's totally into the 25th, 26th century in my mind. It showed how they could read books and you touch it and it turns the pages of the book.
Okay.
Just like having a real book in your
yeah.
hand. And it said you could read newspapers, books, and you can do all hundreds and hundreds of things. So, I don't know. Everything is moving so fast. But then the kids are the ones who pick
mm-hmm.
this up. They understand it. And they're able to grab on it real
mm-hmm.
fast, and they understand what's really happening here. I feel like I'm catching up. At least I'm not way behind. I've got friends that don't even have a computer.
Yeah.
So I'm still in dark ages on some things, with my telephone and my camera and my tape recorder, but I think I'm catching up pretty good.
Just stay open.
Yeah. Okay, let me give out the toll-free number before we go any further. We don't have any guests tonight, so it's kind of like an open forum. I don't even really know what we're going to talk about. We're just going to talk about various things. So if anybody out there wants to call in, feel free to do it because this will keep the conversation going. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Because in the last several weeks when I've had a guest on, we said to keep the questions for the guest. But tonight, if anybody wants to call in and just ask something, just feel free to do it. Because we don't know what direction
mm-hmm.
this whole
mm-hmm.
thing is going to go in.
All right. Did you want to go ahead and talk about your Hawaii class first?
Yeah, let's talk
okay.
about that. We are going to, we'll see, I'll be home for another couple of weeks, and then
right.
we'll be on the road again. Our vacation time is over. Usually the winter is when we stay home. But we're going to restart doing the classes again, and our next trip will be to Hawaii.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, we're getting out of the cold here, going where it's warm. I think we said we're going to have a cabin right by the water
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
get away from the cold.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a class, and we'll let Julia tell you where and when it's going to be, and then I'll talk a little bit about what the class entails.
Okay. Well, and also you're going to do a talk
yeah,
before it, too, as well, and that'll be fun. It's going to be a 2.5 hour. You're going to do a talk covering all your different topics, as well as do a part of a group regression. So that'll be exciting.
For the audience. But this is where we put the entire audience under at one time and take them back into a past life. But the lecture is what I call a general lecture.
Right.
Means
mm-hmm.
I'll touch on anything that the audience wants to know about, anything in all of my 15 books. And there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of different topics. The lecture is what day?
It's on the 17th, February 17th. I believe that's a Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, that'd be Wednesday. And it starts at 6:30 and runs through 9. and it's at the Aston Aloha Beach Hotel, and that's in Kauai, on the Kauai Island of Hawaii.
Yeah, this is not in on Oahu, not around Honolulu.
No,
this is the
Kauai.
Kauai, the other island.
And the actual address of the hotel is 3-5920 Kuhio Highway, Kapa. I'm not Hawaiian, so I don't know how much I'm butchering this. But
are you pronouncing that correctly?
I have no idea. Anyway, it's on our website. We have all the details and everything. So
it's on the island of Kauai.
Right. And then on that weekend, Friday through Sunday, you'll be doing your class. And you'll go into that further, but that's the 19th to the 21st, and that's your three-day class where you teach your techniques. So I'll let you take that from here.
And that's the same place, same location.
Well, we're not. We'd like people to call and register for that because we don't want people just showing up because we have to have materials for them, so we need to know that they're coming. So we need them to call and register.
Okay, because some of them want to know because they want to get hotel reservations.
Well, it is at that place, so I can't have people just dropping in on me. So
that's true, because we do have handouts and folders
and
CDs.
Uh-huh.
All of this has to be prepared in advance, so we want to make sure we have enough.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. But I've not been on that island before. We've gone to Hawaii. Mostly we've been on the big island,
mm-hmm.
Kona and Hilo. And we've done a lot of work there, and I have done just one time years ago in Honolulu, but
mm-hmm.
we've never been up to Kauai, and they say it's beautiful, and that's
mm-hmm.
the place we're going to be having the lecture and the class.
Right.
So people keep saying, come to Hawaii, so all right, people, I'm coming, so you guys show up too.
Right.
So the lecture is on the 16th.
No, it's on the 17th.
17th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Don't get you mixed up. And the class is the 19th to the 21st. Now, the class is where I teach my method of hypnosis. Because, as you know, I've been doing hypnosis for 40 years. And I've been doing the past life regressions and the therapy for 30 years. So over that 30 years, I developed my own technique that is not like any other hypnosis technique out there. It's similar, but I'm taking it a lot further. And we've cut out a lot of unnecessary things. It's a very quick method because I work in the somnambulistic state, which is the deepest possible level of trance. And when you're in that level of trance, the conscious mind is out of the picture. And you can go direct to where, what I call the source of all information. And this is where I get the information that I write about in my books. It doesn't come through me. I'm not a channeler. I'm not a psychic. It comes through the thousands of clients that I have. And when we're doing the therapy with these people, they sometimes get into these different theories
mm-hmm.
and this different knowledge. And
right.
I put it together like pieces of a puzzle
mm-hmm.
because it can come through many different people. One piece through one person, and then I get another piece through somebody else, and they have no idea what I have been receiving and what I'm writing about. And this is what especially has made up the Convoluted Universe series.
Right.
But when I developed my technique, I found a way to contact what I call the source of all knowledge. I call it the subconscious, but it's not the subconscious the way it's defined by the psychiatrist. That, to me, is a childish part of the mind, and that's not the part that we work with. If you want to define the part that I work with, you might say it's the higher self, the higher consciousness, the oversoul.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is
universal consciousness.
Universal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what Jung called
mm-hmm.
it whenever he
mm-hmm.
discovered it.
Yeah.
But it is so big and it is so huge that it has all knowledge and it has the answers to everything. And it is so big, but yet it cares about every single person, every single one that comes to me. It's like it wants to help, and it is so full of incredible love. And when I'm working with it, it's a fantastic energy to work within because it is so powerful. But in addition to finding out the answers to the people's questions, we found that we could have instantaneous healing by going directly to this power. And so when the people come to me, they're coming now from all over the world to have healings. And I don't do it. I can't say I cure anybody or I heal anyone. I'm not the one that does it. They do it.
Right. You're just a facilitator.
I'm a facilitator, mm-hmm. the director, the one that asks
right.
all the questions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they always say we each have everything inside of us. We all have it. We all can heal ourselves. We just have to have
We all know our own answers.
Right, right.
But we're always seeking the answers
outside.
We
just need
outside.
The connection. We just need to know how to get to that, and that's what you do is help the person to get to that. So.
Yeah, we always look for answers outside of ourselves
mm-hmm.
because we're not sure of our own abilities. But that's what we found, that this, the subconscious part, I call it the subconscious, and they say, we don't care what you call us, we'll work with you. Now, in the normal hypnosis, the way it's taught by in most of the other classes, they teach you the only way you can communicate with the subconscious is with finger motions. You know, raise one finger for yes and one finger for no. Well, to me, that would be so boring and so slow. All you're going to get is yes or no answers anyway. And some people have told me that when they're under, if somebody did that, they had to come up to a lighter trance to be able to use their hands and focus
right.
on their hands.
Right.
So actually you're defeating the purpose. But this is why I discovered by contacting this part that you can have a conversation with the subconscious, and it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And the things they do and the logic they have is just totally, we can't even begin to understand it with our limited logic because it has so much knowledge. But that is the one that does the actual healing because we find out what causes the disease, the problem, the physical problem. And I've seen miracles happen. And other people who have taken our class are also saying they're having miracles
yeah,
happen.
Right.
Because when I first started teaching this method, I'd been doing it, and I figured, well, I knew how to do it, but can I teach anybody else? Sure, you know how to do it, but can you show somebody else? And I wasn't sure if I could or not. But then I had the first classes, it was 2002,
it's been mm-hmm.
quite a while now,
mm-hmm.
and I found out it was possible to teach other people. And now I'm still learning more. It's an evolving
mm-hmm.
thing. It's an ongoing thing. You're never going to know it all, so I'm still learning more.
Yeah, I think the key there is to be open to it and flexible with it.
Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
you don't have all the answers.
Well, and that's what somebody called in today, and that's what, when they were doing the session, their session, because they were asking some other information.
It was a student
who was, actually, they had a session done on them because they were wanting to know some information about how to do their work. And they were told that in their guidance that they were being given, they described your method as very flexible. And
They did?
Yes, they did.
The subconscious, we call them
the universal they, yes.
We call them they.
Uh-huh, and that it's very flexible and... So it has to only, people that are open and flexible can work with it. If you are rigid and into this, I've got to do it, da-da-da-da-da, it won't work with that. So you've got to be a flexible person to work with it. So
this is where a lot of the old methods are, the old hypnosis teachings. You
right.
must do exactly what we say,
right.
say the words the right way, and don't deviate
right.
even one
mm-hmm.
little bit from the script or whatever mm-hmm. they're using. And they're very rigid. So this is why this is different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I have things happening a lot in my office that I think, I didn't know that.
Right.
I could do that.
Well, and that's the reason. Because it's so flexible, it can grow and expand and evolve, and that's why it does evolve, because it's allowing. You're allowing it to. You're not saying, no, you have to stay in this little box right here in this mm-hmm. description. It's totally open. And that's the biggest thing for everybody that takes your class to understand is to be open with it and wing it, fly with it, So, and it'll go places you can only dream of.
See, a lot of them try to change it and
mm-hmm.
make it different.
Yeah, I think that's where they're trying to define it. And they want it.
They have
mm-hmm.
problems with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've had some clients come to me who said they've gone to some of my students and didn't get any results. And I said, well, what were they doing? And the method they were describing, I said, well, that was not what I taught them. Mm-hmm. They were trying to adapt it and change it. And it doesn't need to be changed.
No, it doesn't.
It's taken me 30 years mm-hmm. to get it to this point. Mm-hmm. But that's when we found is that there shouldn't be no illness. The perfect state of the body should be perfect health at all times. You should never, ever be sick. So anybody, you know, people say, well, I don't want to be sick. But we found you make yourself sick. Everybody does. Because you shouldn't be sick at all. You should never have any aches or mm-hmm. pains or anything. You should be absolutely healthy all the time. But if you have any kind of illness or physical things, it means you have done it to yourself. And some people can get angry if I say that. What do you mean? Yeah. I didn't make myself sick.
People don't like to be responsible.
Yeah, it puts the blame back on them.
Right. Well, and that's what it always comes back to. Everything goes squarely right back on your shoulders. And you have to be willing to accept that.
And
that's
people,
number one.
And people want to put a, you know, get yeah. answers outside of themselves and
right.
put it all on other people.
Right.
But it comes back to you. You're the one that is responsible for your own condition. You create your own reality and everything that happens in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But if your mind is powerful enough to make you ill, it's also powerful enough to heal you when you find out what it was that caused it. And that's what we do. We find out, why did you do this to yourself?
Well, and I think that's number one. It's like, you can do this, but it's like, why? Like you're saying, why? And maybe more in a different way is, like we say, everything's a message, you know, and stuff like that. But why? You created this for a reason. It was either to deliver a message or to create a scenario for an end or whatever. So that's what you've got to get to the bottom of,
mm-hmm.
right?
And some of it does go back to past lives. That's why I always begin the session with a past life regression, because sometimes that will be your answer. Mm-hmm. But that's the tip of the iceberg. Most hypnotists, they do a past life, and that's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't follow through. A lot of them don't know you can take it further, or they don't know how to do it, so they just do that and stop. With my method, that is the absolute beginning. It's the tip of the iceberg. You may get some answers with the past life, but you're not going to get everything. So we take it further, and that's when we contact the subconscious, call it in, and let it do the work.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And the energy is incredible. The energy I see flowing through the client, and
mm-hmm.
it's like electricity, and it goes right to the seat of the problem, right to the cause, and we have had wonderful miracles happen. And when I did this in England, we were advertising it, and they said, now you can't say this is instantaneous healings. We're not allowed to do that.
I don't know that you can say it here either.
Probably not, but we're told on this show you can say anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I meant in this country.
Well, we know because mm-hmm. we've seen it happen, because once the person mm-hmm. finds out what the cause is
mm-hmm.
while they're under
mm-hmm.
and the subconscious finds out, are they really willing to let it go
mm-hmm.
and understand where it's coming from, the results are instant.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had them email me back later. They go back for doctor's tests and examinations, and the doctors don't believe it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the amazing thing. And to me, it's such a wonderful tool that's why I want
to help.
I want to spread it. I want to teach it to as many people as I can. And that's what they told
right.
me to do. They said, you've got to get this out to as many people. Because I have such a long waiting list for people wanting sessions. That
right, there's only one of you, and there
that's
are so many.
I thought we were going to have to mm-hmm. start teaching other people, let them start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, the classes are growing, and all the countries around the world that I'm teaching it.
Right.
And the ones who take the class, also we have a, what do you want to call it? It's a support group.
Yes.
With our website that we have
mm-hmm.
just for the ones that have taken the class.
Right.
Oh, and incidentally, on our website, we have lists of all the students, all the ones who have taken the class.
Mm-hmm.
We have them divided up by states and by countries. Now, we don't vouch for anybody. We can't recommend anyone because we don't know what kind of work they do.
Right, unless they let us know, and then we might have an idea. But
for some of them, we have we have verification on what the results you're having, and we are recommending in certain places.
Right.
But as a rule, all we can say is they took the class, and whether they're following through, whether they're doing it or not, we don't know. But we do have the list on our website, and people call them. We say, ask the other hypnotist to use the Canon technique.
Right. We also tell them to talk to them and get a feel for them and stuff. So
see if they feel comfortable with the other person.
Right.
And then make up their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But all the people who have taken the class, we have this website that they can interact. If they have problems, they put it on the website, and the other students jump in and give their opinions of what should I do with this or that. And if they can't come up with the answers, I read everything that is on that website, and I will jump in and make a correction if the others don't understand what it is. So
right.
The people who take the class are not out there in the dark.
Right.
We do have a support group.
Yeah, and then our office is always available to help, too. So
yeah, Julia knows how to do this, and she answers a lot of questions, too. And mostly they're very simple questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the amazing thing to me, you know, I never thought of myself as a teacher, but it's amazing when you get students who are able to pick up what you've done.
I know, the ones that get it, that is so cool.
And they tell us the results, and the results are absolutely amazing.
Yes.
I'm so proud of them.
Yes, yes.
Because they're doing it, and they're out there unselfishly wanting to help people.
Mm-hmm.
The one particular in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is performing miracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have another one in England, and you have, I mean, you have in New Zealand. You're getting people from one in every country at least.
We have several now in Australia, this one in particular, the cases she's told us about where somebody will come in wheelchairs and on crutches, and when they leave, they don't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can actually see wounds healing up and closing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I've had the ones where they fix the back so the person doesn't have to have back surgery.
Right, right.
And it's amazing. And they rebuild cartilage in the knees. Then nothing is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
This is a power that is beyond belief. Now, the doctors don't believe it because they're not used to working with that. All they know is the mechanics of the body. But this is a power that acts on an energetic level, I guess you would say.
Right, and that's part of something that was coming to me just as you said that. It was like, well, it's because those people, and they work on the 3D level, you know. They work on this plane, and this is all coming from this other plane, and you have to be open again to allow it to happen. The same with you have to be open for this method to allow it and work with it. But it's another plane. And as soon as, you know, when these doctors start tapping in, then they'll get things like this happening too. It's just a matter of being willing to tap to this other level, and it's there. It's like electricity plugging into electricity, to this electrical current. You're just plugging into it, and you figured out how to do it,
and
so that's all it is. Yeah,
it directs it to the part of the body, and they are the ones that do it.
Right.
I just sit back and watch the magic.
Yeah. You just plug it in. You're the one that makes the connection for them. And then they take it over from there. So,
But we have had so many amazing cases. And this is what I've written about some of these in my books, and having even more happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetics that don't need shots anymore.
Right.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who was supposed to be having a liver transplant, she goes back, and the doctor said when he looked at her X-rays and things, he said it was like looking at somebody else's liver. They said, she doesn't need anything. And another woman came who was going to have a kidney dialysis. She didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
See, these sound like miracles, but it's just that the way the body works, and once you understand how it works, you have complete control over your own body.
Right, and then that takes it out of that miracle step. As soon as we get it out of that, then I think it'll be more commonplace. It's when we put it up here, it's like we can't touch this.
Yeah.
The sooner we get it to where, if we can get it kind of like in your books where you make Jesus human. It's kind of like this. Get it out of this ethereal thing and make it more of our level, make it more human. Well, as we do that, then it'll become every day and we can all tap into it. We can anyway, but we've got to have that understanding with it to be able to do it and make it easy for each of us, you mm-hmm. know, because it is. We're the ones that are making it hard is what I'm trying to say.
Well, so. They have told me many times this is the therapy of the future,
mm-hmm.
is the ability to use our own minds to heal. Now, it won't be too far in the future now, the way everything is moving so fast, that the person will be able to do it and won't need anyone else to plug it in for
well,
them.
Well, like we said before, you have all your answers inside. And isn't that the whole thing about, I think that's all of what changed, I mean, everything I keep seeing and stuff, it's like a lot of it is trying to get us to that point where we go within. We have all of our answers. We have to go within. So things happen to make you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have challenges, that's one of the things it's doing. It's making you go within so that you can develop this connection to a stronger capacity. So,
well, what I found that every ache, pain, symptom of the body is a message that the subconscious is trying
mm-hmm.
to give you. They're
right.
trying to tell you something. The only way it knows how, by using pain.
Mm-hmm.
A pain will get your attention, that's for sure.
Right.
And usually it'll be subtle at first. Just little things will happen, and you won't really pick up on it. They say they think they're being very clever. They think they're getting the message across, but human beings don't see it that way.
No, we take an ibuprofen and go on.
Or just endure it and go on. Say,
right.
well, I got my back hurts mm-hmm. today or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't understand what it is, it's going to get a little worse. And as it gets a little worse, it'll be more pain, just still trying to get your attention. They're going to get your attention one way or the other. And then if you still don't understand what it's trying to tell you, it can end up into something bad enough to have an operation or a disease or an illness, and you end up in the hospital.
Right.
You don't want it to go that far. You want to try to figure out what is it trying to tell me before it goes that far.
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to listening to our body that way and
right.
knowing it's trying to tell us something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the things, like, the simplest thing to do is just ask, because you know you have a higher self. You just, okay, if you don't believe that, just trust. You do, okay? And that's where this subconscious, all this, that's this communication that's going on. So the first thing to do, okay, it's trying to tell you something. So what's the best way to find out when somebody's trying to tell you something? You ask. What is it you're trying to tell me? And that's what you do to your higher self. Unless you have somebody who can facilitate to get to that point, until you do have that, then go to yourself and just keep asking over and over, what is it you want me to know? What do you want me to know? And like you said, you got to be quiet and listen, and it may take a while to get your answer, but your answer will come.
If you want to do it by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and all I'm doing is just putting the person's conscious mind
exactly.
out of the picture, because
right.
the conscious mind is the stupidest part of the human being.
And it's a jabberwocky. It gets in there, makes a lot of noise and distracts, and, you know, and it's hard to get around it sometimes. So that's where a facilitator is greatly needed. So.
The conscious mind doesn't know anything, even though it thinks it does and it wants to be in control. That's why with the method I teach, we get the subconscious mind out of the picture, out of the way, so it won't interfere. And then we go direct to
mm-hmm.
this other part
mm-hmm.
and let it explain.
Right.
Because sometimes the explanations for what the person is going through are not at all what you would ever suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of it is the same.
Right. And a lot of it's very literal.
Yeah,
so
very.
It's pretty easy to figure it out.
The subconscious
you know?
Is always literal.
Yeah.
Any part of the body that's being affected usually it's trying to tell you the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and I get this over and over again. People have come into my office and talking about different parts of their body that they've been having problems with, and I'm sitting there thinking, you don't know how much about yourself you're telling me.
Right, yeah, like I said before, they become transparent.
Very transparent.
Very.
You know exactly what's
mm-hmm.
going on in their life,
mm-hmm.
because it always affects the same parts of the body when it's trying to give you a message.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And and that's why once you find out what the mm-hmm. message is, it stops instantly. Because
mm-hmm.
why should it keep trying to give you the message once you've received it and understood it? Then the pain, the problem just fades away.
Right.
You know, one thing you don't understand is within your body, you have an entire universe. All of the cells, the organs, and all of the millions and millions of cells that make up those organs, that's an entire universe inside of you. You're not aware of it. You just think the body just keeps on functioning and you have aches and pains and you don't realize it is an entire universe. So if you start communicating with your own body, with those parts of your body, if you're having any problems, you talk to it, like you said, ask it, what are you trying to tell me? And then you can talk to it about being in balance and harmony and, you know, functioning perfectly. Because when you start communicating with the cells of your own body, you are the voice of God. Because that's the universe, and you're God speaking to your own universe. It will listen to you.
Well, it listens to you every day anyway.
Yeah.
But what is it hearing right now? You know, the messages it's hearing, I mean, that's why you are the way you are, because of what you're telling yourself, what you're telling that universe.
Yeah.
And all those little beings in there, you know, but...
Little entities.
So let's change what we're telling them. And you'll probably see your body changing. So.
I love you, body. I love what you do. I love you're doing a wonderful, beautiful job. And there's so much you can do just by talking to your own body and learning to work in cooperation with it. And, of course, I had one man email me after that. That time we got thousands and thousands of emails from the George Nuri Show, and he said, you're doing a very dangerous thing, telling people they don't need doctors, that they don't need to take medicine. That's not what I'm trying to tell people.
No, no.
If you're at that state that you rely on doctors and medication, that's fine. But this is getting it away from that, where you can take control over your own body, of your own health.
Doctors have their place. Medicine has its place. And especially in emergency situations and things like that. But it definitely, just like churches have their place, you know, everything has its place within the society for where the person is in their growth and development. And then when you are responsible, when you get to that level of more responsibility with yourself and taking on your own responsibility, then you're not relying on an outside person, a doctor, a church, whatever, to tell you what to do and how to fix it. You know. So it's nothing against them or anything. It's a matter of where you are in your development. And it's not saying anything against you if you still do need a doctor. It's that's just where you are. Good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. It's just
but
where you are.
But if you have not found the cause of your problem.
Right. It'll just keep repeating.
It'll keep getting worse or it'll keep coming back because you've not found the reason why you did it in the first place.
Yeah, but what I've noticed is miraculous is once you start thinking in this manner, and you start taking responsibility and accountability, your health improves dramatically, you know, because you do. You're looking behind everything. Okay, why is that? Why is that? And immediately, okay, I got the message from that, and it's gone.
Doesn't get worse.
No, you are done with that, so it's all changes. So you'll find other things to entertain you if that's what you were using to entertain yourself. I mean, you do not have to have aches and pains and be sick. That is not what we're created to be and do. We, like you said, we are created for health and wealth and abundance and all these wonderful things, you know.
This is the law of the universe.
Yeah, we get caught. That's just part of this distraction called Earth, you know, that does this other business. And that's what we came here to rise above. So, you know.
Because there are laws of, there are certain laws of the universe that once you understand how they work, they're beautiful and they will work with you.
Right.
There's no reason to remain in the victim status.
Right.
Because
you just want to be.
Yeah, and some people want to be.
Yeah.
Because I see about every kind of client you can possibly imagine. I hear every kind of story you can possibly imagine of what's happened in their life. And some of them are still stuck in that because they've not got out of it.
Well, they haven't figured out. And part of it might be just, you know, gaining the strength to move to that next step to get from that. And that's why they're in it in the first place. They put themselves there. We create every single situation ourselves so that we can learn from it. And if you're still in that victim mode, then maybe you haven't learned what it is you're wanting to learn from it yet. So you're just going to still stay in there until you get the strength to do whatever it is you're trying to do. But it's nothing like you said, good, bad, indifferent, it's you are there to learn something. Now, are you going to be responsible and accountable for that situation you created and learn it and go on, you know, or are you going to just stay there? I mean, you can stay in the muck and mire. That's your choice.
But if you don't learn it this time, you got to come back and do it again next life with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some clients say, I don't want that. I want to get rid of these people out of my life. Well, then you better work on it now to get out of the situation.
And it's really not, I think it's just a real gradual shift or a subtle shift in consciousness to go from poor me to I'm responsible. I mean, it really, it can happen very quickly. It doesn't take this great big Superman cape or anything to do it. It's just a shift to go, you know what, you're right. I created that. I can change it. You know, I don't have to be that person anymore. I can be strong. I am strong. I'm this. I'm that. I'm whatever. It doesn't matter what your situation is. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you created the situation so you could overcome whatever it is you're in. So
there are some people that don't want to be healed. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be sick. But
only because they haven't realized that they created that situation so they could learn from and grow through that, so they could do exactly what it is that's being asked of them. You know, so. But yeah, if they are not stepping up to the plate and but that's their choice, you know. It's
they're
where
learning,
they are. So
that's the lesson they're learning. Then is the victim part.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I see this all the time in my office that people, you know, it's the poor me syndrome. And sometimes the subconscious will tell them while they're under, they should have moved out of the situation a long time ago. The contract was over.
And that's one of the things. Is like. To know when the contract is over. I think that's a question that comes up a lot because, you know, because sometimes you might think it is, but it's like you're not sure. So, because you don't want to end it too soon, and then you're going to have to get back in another situation. So what's a good way to know that the contract is over?
Huh. Well, one in my session.
It's a good question.
In my session, they tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they know they're not going anywhere. Things are just getting worse, and they've outlived the situation, and they're getting sicker and sicker,
too. Okay, that's true.
That would be one
right.
way to know
that
they're making themselves sick as a way to get out of it.
And they probably have been getting messages, and they've just not been listening, I'll bet. What do you think? Do they usually say, I've been feeling like maybe I should go, but I was afraid or whatever?
They feel like they're stuck in a situation and they can't get out.
Yeah.
And some people carry stuff from childhood, and here they are adults, and they're still carrying all this, what I call the baggage and the garbage around with them.
Right.
That's what makes them sick, carrying all this stuff, this junk, all around with them.
Yeah, Tabash calls that the barges. You're towing the barges with the chains. It's like, you know, you're carrying it, and you're trying to do with your life, and you're towing all this stuff, and it's like, let go of it. You can go a lot easier if you just let go of it, you know, so.
But anyway, in my class, I will teach, you know, how to do this, how to do the hypnosis, and it's fast. It's not the long, drawn-out inductions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quick method, and we go into the deepest possible level to shut out the conscious mind interference. And then I will teach them that, and then I will show them how we're able to contact the subconscious and work with it. And this is what I'll be doing in my class. It's a 3-day class from 9 to 5, and we go step by step through the method. People say, will they be able to do it when they're finished? If they follow what I tell them to do, they will be able to.
Absolutely. You can do it. You've got
takes
to practice. You've got to practice,
It takes lots and lots of practice. It's like anything. Even if you take Reiki classes or healing classes, you can't jump right in and know it all in the beginning, even math or anything, any kind of a class.
Yeah.
Once you're given the tools, then you have to go and practice. And it can take a while. Some have told me it's about a year before they thought they really knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You stumble through,
and some do a lot faster. Yeah, but you've got to be willing to try and make the mistakes, and just know that you're not going to hurt anybody. You know, it's like we said, it's a very flexible method. It works. It's very forgiving, and it moves, and that's why you don't have to be licensed or certified hypnotherapist to do it and things like that. You just You have to be somebody who cares and wants to help people.
Because in the beginning, I thought everybody would have to be a hypnotist in order to understand what I was teaching. And then after I had about two or three classes, I had people coming to me and begging. They said, please let me learn this. I want to do it so badly. I want to help people. And I thought if they had the passion, if they really wanted to work with people and help them, then they should be allowed to take it.
Right.
So we get a lot of people who have done different healing modalities, energy work, Reiki, and some that haven't done anything. They just want to do
it. Right. Yeah, we look for that passion factor.
If they really want to do it, then I said, then you can take the class. One other thing in my method, I have built in safeguards throughout the method. So if people do exactly what I tell them to do, there's no possibility of harming anybody else.
Right.
Because I've been very careful about that. This was for years and years of trial and error.
Right, and one thing, because I know when you first started teaching, you were very concerned about somebody with the wrong intentions taking this, because the subconscious is very powerful. And it's like, what if they get there and they use it for the wrong purposes? And it came to me, and it's come to other people too, but it's really clear once anybody experiences that subconscious, you realize right away, I mean, everything
that
is about
energy.
Intent. Everything is about your intention, and they know, like you said, they know your intent better than you do. If you do not have the right intention for the good of that person, they will not work with you. So so that's why people are always getting into this fear mode and, oh, what if somebody wants to try and take over my mind, or maybe I can control somebody, or maybe I can. It won't happen. You can't. It won't allow it, because that your method just won't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
You go out when you teach. You're teaching with the most pure intent to help, and that's where it picks these people. Then it draws to you.
Well,
to
I think there may be methods out there other people teach where you do have mind control, but that's not what I do.
But they're not accessing what you're accessing.
They're not.
No, because it won't work that way. It doesn't. It they're doing something else entirely. I'm talking about to get what you're getting and to work with the power that you're working with. You have to have a pure, helpful intent. So
you want to work with help people.
Yes, yes.
And that's why it works.
Yes, absolutely, that's why it works. Like you said, they told you they know your intent better than you do. That's why they work with you.
I had one man, after a student, after we had finished the class, he came up to me and he says, now I'll be able to go out and control people's minds. And I was shocked. I said, that was not what this is about at all.
No, not at all. And we already know what, you know good and well when somebody says something like that, it's not going to work for them.
They have the wrong motives.
Absolutely.
But you have to have a passion. You have to want to help people. That's what I love about my work, is helping people. Everybody has a problem. Everybody comes to see me has got something they're trying to find the answer to.
I think you wouldn't be on planet Earth if you didn't. So.
Everybody's got problems.
Yes. We have different places. Everybody's in different places of growth and development. And you may not have the same problems as this person over here, but you still have your own set in where you're going and stuff. And everybody needs guidance within those things. So
when they come in to see me, that's the first thing we want to know. Why are you here? But they all have a different problem. Some of it I wouldn't think would be that big of a problem, but it's important to them.
Right.
So you work with that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's like, that soul is bothering you,
Mm-hmm.
Here I have people coming to me, they have cancer, and you're worried about ingrown toenails or something, but it's whatever it is, it's important to them.
Right.
That's what we have to work with.
Right. And a lot of people, they're wanting to get more in touch with their higher self, or they're wanting, because that's where they are in their development. They aren't over here in the physical stuff like that. They're already moving over here where they're I want to get stronger this or strong, and that's where it's really cool. Like I said, this method is very flexible. It works with anybody wherever they are.
Whatever they want to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be willing to let go and accept it.
Right, for it to work. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's
if you are determined to hang on to your old dogma and your old fears, and your old stuff, then so be it.
Nobody can help you.
Right, exactly.
That's what, sometimes they'll blame me. You didn't heal me. Well, it wasn't my job. You heal yourself. I'm just the facilitator.
Right, like we said in the beginning, you have to be open to receive it. So
even Jesus couldn't heal everybody. no matter what the churches tell you, that he couldn't. He could look at people and he could see what their karma was. He mm-hmm. could see if the illness or whatever they had was something they needed to experience. And if it was, he couldn't help them.
Right.
He could take away pain, but he wasn't allowed to take away karma. So mm-hmm. some people are that way.
Right. And what's really cool is in this, too, if it is part of their karma,
we find out.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, but then it's in its place, and you know, and then the person knows what to do with it. They know how to work around it
yeah.
or whatever. So.
But if it is a pattern that's hanging over from another life, they can find out or they can take
mm-hmm.
it away.
Right.
You
right.
can release it and let it go because
mm-hmm.
it has no place now.
Right.
We're moving into a miraculous thing now. This is a very important time to be alive. And we'd have no time for all of this junk and the baggage
mm-hmm.
and the garbage. We've got to let it go if we're going to move on. So that's my job,
right.
I guess, is to teach this everywhere so that everyone can learn it and help everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The whole job is helping everyone. So we that's why I'm making the whole program. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people who are tuning in now
mm-hmm.
didn't even know a lot about my method of what I did.
Mm-hmm.
They know about the books, but they don't know
how
I got
it.
Into
right.
this.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what I do, my main
right.
thing now is the therapy and helping the people. That's very important to me. Then I write books about what I find, and I lecture about what I find. But to me, the classes are extremely important, and we're holding them all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a year ago, wasn't it, or more? We had 91 students.
It was a little more than a year ago.
In
mm-hmm.
Perth.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this last year we had 52 there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Australia is really booming.
Yeah. It's a big method. Country. So.
And now we've been to South Africa, and we're going back this year.
Yes, in the fall.
We're
mm-hmm.
probably going to be
mm-hmm.
having two or three classes there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then more in London.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's like, you know, I'm proud as a teacher
mm-hmm.
that these people are learning it, and they're passing it along, and we're helping as many people as we possibly can, and that's mm-hmm. what it's all about.
Do you mind if I give out our office number if anybody wants
yeah.
to call and the website?
But let's tell them again where this is the next class. It's going to be in Hawaii.
In
we're
Hawaii.
Going to have many
mm-hmm.
others as we go along this year. We're setting them up. But the next one is in Hawaii.
It's in Hawaii, February 19th to the 21st. That's a Friday through a Sunday. And that, like I said, call our office for registration information and details. And that's 1-800-935-0045. That's 800-935-0045 or 479-738-2348. And then you can also go to our website, which is DoloresCannon.com, www.DoloresCannon.com. And you can just go to the hypnosis link, and it'll take you right to the page with all of our information.
And if you want to spell that, it's because...
Either spelling, it works. We have both spelling, D-O-L-O-R-E-S or D-E-L-O-R-E-S.
Okay, because it's really mm-hmm. the Spanish spelling, but people are always misspelling
well,
it.
Well, that's why we got both names. So.
it'll hook it into that anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they make a link into the, the schedule?
Well, the schedules has all of your things, and then the hypnosis has all the classes that are coming up. And as we develop them, we add them in. So, you know, always stay tuned because we're looking at doing several in the States here. We will have one in April in Arkansas,
yep.
and
because
then also California.
We don't have any. Well, after we do the class in Hawaii, then we're coming back to do the. UFO conference in Laughlin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest UFO conference in the world.
And this is their last one that they're having,
yeah.
too.
Bob Brown, for some reason, is
retiring.
Packing
mm-hmm.
it in.
Mm-hmm.
So next week we're going to have somebody from the UFO conference to talk about that.
Right.
But then in March I'll be doing the EDGE conference in Des Moines.
Iowa. Mm-hmm. Right.
And
mm-hmm.
the next classes are April.
April. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we'll have one class in Arkansas in April. I don't have it's on the website, the dates. But anyway, we can get more details on that. But it'll have one in Arkansas. Then the next week we'll have one in San Diego, in that area. We're talking to people in North Carolina and possibly even Nebraska, so we may have things in those other areas too. So for that'll be the state. And then we are we will definitely be doing something in England and at South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand for the rest of the year too. So
yeah,
we're going to be all over the place.
There may end up being more classes because
right,
we try
right,
to do both coasts. Anyway, at least. But
right,
if you're
mm-hmm,
in North Carolina, that'll be that coast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And anybody who is interested in me doing a class, you contact us, and who knows, maybe we can do one in your area.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell you the requirements. So anyhow, that's, I didn't know what we were going to talk about, and we ended up talking
about
it.
You're always concerned about what to talk about.
Yeah, I never know what I'm going to talk about. But I figure this catch up some of those people that really don't understand what I do.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm,
after the George Nuri
they
show...
They still may not understand what you do.
After George Nuri, we had so many new listeners who
right,
all they know is my books and the information, but they don't know the real work that
right,
I
mm-hmm,
do to get to that point.
Right.
So if anybody's interested in these classes, just contact the our website or the office, and we'll tell you more information about
right,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we'll be talking about our conference we're going to have, too.
Yes. Oh, and it's going to be a biggie. So everybody get ready. Well, we won't leak the information yet, but it's going to be, each one is better and better and better and better.
Growing and growing. We had to move to a new venue because we're outgrowing
mm-hmm,
the old one.
Mm-hmm.
But this is in June.
Yes.
So we got plenty of time to talk about that.
Yeah, and you'll be interviewing a lot of the speakers that'll be.
Yeah, I'll be doing
so,
that as
mm-hmm,
we get closer to
yeah,
time.
So stay glued to your chairs.
So anyway, the whole hour went fast, and I think we covered everything. So now there's no excuse for people saying, I don't know what you do. I don't know how you get the information. Now you understand what my job is. It's to help people. So I think that's it for tonight, then. So thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
Stay warm.